Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is an old friend, Patrick Mulineaux, with Mulineaux Tile, Carpet, and Wood, 8 locations in the greater Pittsburgh area. Patrick, how you doing?
Doing great today, Kemp. Good to hear from you.
Yes, good to talk to you. I think the listeners can learn from some of the things you do. You're very innovative. You try new things. Real quickly, let's run through a little background on you. Again, 8 locations, family run, 4th generation, been around since 1930. You own the URL, beautifulfloors.com, very smart. You're very successful, 14 years doing shop at home in addition to your 8 stores. And you're primarily retail replacement business, right?
Right. Yeah, we've been migrating more and more into retail and just have found some of the other niche categories just don't really have the return on an investment that we would like.
How's business right now?
It's been good. I mean, year to date, it's up. Our business mix continues to become a little more retail. I feel like the economy is in a good place right now, Kemp.
If you don't mind me asking, I think you've mentioned this in another interview I've had with you. I interviewed you 2 years ago in Napa Valley, and you were doing $18 million a year, and I think you've grown your business since then, right?
Yeah, we've grown a little bit since then, and we've also have changed our mix where we don't do as much new home construction, just really trying to get better and better at the retail niche. It's what we're focused on.
You're focused on that, but you really are tuned in to making sure you've got the right web presence, you're not part of a buying group, and you don't sell the major brands. Matter of fact, you private label almost everything you sell. Tell me a little bit about that thinking.
Yeah, so what we do is we created our own in-house brand where we actually select products and we have the manufacturers fabricate samples to our specifications. So if you go into our showrooms, you won't see any branded racks. Everything is our own brand.
Yeah.
And we just feel like the private labeling is really the way to go for large dealers.
So the brand you use, help me with the pronunciation, it's
Le Zoo collection, named after a little French town in northern France near Normandy.
Yeah, okay. So you're a world traveler and you found this cool town and so you've named your products after that.
Right. Fashion and style, Kemp.
Okay. Now, also, I noticed on your website that you have a bot. You've got a little box that opens up and says, hey, how can I help you? That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Online chat. So we're experimenting with that, and we'll see how that works. Still early. We've only been doing it for about 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 months.
Yeah, because that's actually the same technology that Alexa uses, and you have to kind of train that bot, don't you?
Well, actually, Kent, those are people. So my salespeople actually staff that. That's actually a live chat.
Oh, is that right? Okay, interesting. So one of the things I want to talk about, there's two major things I want to talk about. One is that you brought your niece into the business, and she's really mixing it up. The other thing is that you've looked at some of the options out there. Like take, for instance, I mentioned a minute ago, the shop-at-home thing. Been doing that for 14 years, and that's really paying off for you, isn't it?
Yeah, we did that starting in 2002, actually, so it's been 16 years. We migrated heavy into shop-at-home.
Mm-hmm. Well, so you try new things. I know you tried a mall kiosk thing that didn't work. And you're on the tail end of trying something else that's not really paying off for you. And so you decided to kind of stick to your knitting. But that's it. You got into trying e-commerce. That really didn't work out for you, did it?
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's kind of like a kid who has to sow his oats, so to speak. You know, you hear all this about everything going e-commerce. So we decided to do some experimentation with e-commerce under some separate brands and went on Amazon and created a couple different websites under some different brands. And to make a long story short, Kemp, I don't think anybody is making any money in e-commerce. And if you look at the big player, that company out of Canada, I can't think of their name. I think it's Direct Buy or
something like
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they filed Chapter 11. They took a bunch of venture capital money, millions, and then they couldn't make any money, couldn't turn a profit. So there's two issues in e-commerce that we found. Number one, the lead acquisition cost is massive. So like, for instance, in Pittsburgh, our e-commerce brand had to compete with Mulineaux and Home Depot and the other internet advertisers for Google top spots, you know, paid advertising.
Right.
And it's like, I mean, up here in Pittsburgh, it's like probably $6 or $7 per click. So the economics, the high cost of lead acquisition makes it unattractive from that perspective. And then obviously, then in addition to that, you've got the freight cost. So I think the reality is that the box stores do such a great job and over-the-counter that I don't see it as a viable niche right now. That could change in 3 or 4 years, but right now I just don't see it as a viable niche.
you're a smart guy. You know what's working for you. And I can tell by looking at your website, you know one thing that is working for you. And that is telling the consumer that you're fourth generation. You've been serving Pittsburgh. You've got the best rating. Go to Facebook. Look at Google reviews. Look at my online reviews. You're the best reputation, full service flooring retailer in the greater community, right?
Yeah, we worked hard. I mean, and there's other, we have competitors that do a good job too. I mean, there's no question. But I think it gets back to really sticking to your, it's the basic blocking and tackling. I mean, we're all looking for like this Hail Mary pass. It doesn't exist in flooring. I mean, it's doing what you do well and doing it better. So it's really making incremental changes every day. We invest a lot of time and money in our people and training them. You know, we're doing a lot of really, my niece, she's young, she's very innovative, and she's very gifted. So she's brought a lot of new perspectives into how we operate in terms of just elevating our execution. I mean, really, we're focused on operational excellence so we can continue to service our customer better and better every year. Well, that's really the bottom line.
Let's focus on your niece for a minute, because I met her briefly when I saw you in Napa a couple of years ago. This new customer, which she represents, the millennial, they're going to shop a little differently. So she's bringing you a different perspective, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's really a hot topic right now with us, is how do we really engage with that millennial customer? And to be honest with you, we still haven't figured it out. We're trying. But we think that, again, we think that if we can continue to get better and better at the customer experience, we will attract those customers and other customers. So I think it's too easy to chase all these, to end up chasing all these little rabbit holes with different things and different ideas and different products. But really, if you can service your customer, service them well, offer a great customer experience, I think that's what's going to drive differentiation between us and our competition.
One of the things that you do is you give your consumer, Pat's, your personal cell phone number. I think that says a lot. If you're not happy, call me, and I'll, you know, I carry this phone with me all the time. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think what it does is it's good for the consumer, but it also is good for the employees. So that it's good for everybody, because it's really the way to go. I mean, if we got so big that I had to stay, you know, isolated from the customers, that wouldn't be healthy. So it's working out pretty well. We've been doing that now for probably 20 years, Kemp.
Yeah. Well, there's this new thing on the horizon. Let's one little quick topic. This floor and decor, another box is showing up. I'm sure they're probably got stores in the Pittsburgh area. So how do you beat them? Well, you know, you can tell if you go in the stores, they've got a lot of energy right now because they're new. But I still think that the fourth generation family, let's keep the profits local. It's not a chain. It's not, this stuff's not coming out of China. I mean, there's a lot of things that you can say about what you're doing that sets you apart from them, don't you think?
Yeah, I think floor and decor, I mean, much bigger threat to our independent dealers than e-commerce or Amazon or anything like that. I mean, if you look at their comp store sales, their comp store sales are double digits every year. I mean, they've got a great business model. And I think that that's another reason why they aren't in our market yet, but that's another reason why we have to continue to elevate our customer experience, so that if we do add this additional competitor, we can differentiate and elevate over them in terms of service.
Okay, Patrick, thanks for spending time with us. It sounds like things are going well for you. This is a family-run business, and you're in this with your brothers and sisters and your niece, so it continues to be family, right?
That's right. Continues to be family, and it's great to be able to work with your family.
Yeah. Patrick Mulineau, co-owner of Mulineau Tile Carpet and Wood in the greater Pittsburgh area, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.